with roll call.
Mrs. Blair?
Yep.
Mrs. Hyman?
Here.
Here.
Just put the board information, Director Small, go out of town on business.
Okay. Did you approve the minutes of the last meeting? Or did you move it?
I make a motion we approve the minutes of July 5th. 1995.
Okay, we've got a motion by Mr. Blair and seconded by Mr. Simon. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Any public comment? Is that it? Can we, when it's public comments, can the board make comments? Is that question? Or we have to wait for board comments?
You get to wait for direct.
Okay.
Unless you want to go up by the podium.
No. Okay, item number three. Item number three is an ordinance, second reading of ordinance 9581. Water billing changes for to bi-monthly, property owner liability, discontinuance procedures, etc. Is there any public comments on that?
Basically, for the board's information, this is a revision of the billing ordinance, which has been worked on for time. And basically, the major changes in it is that the bills will be sent to either the tenant, the property owner, or the qualified property manager. And all the bills will be mailed on a bi-monthly basis. And the bills will be due in 30 days, and the security deposit, which we now collect, will be discontinued because we have the security against the property. And the non-refundable turnoff charge will be set up at $50 instead of the $25 fee. And any discontinuance of non-payment will be according to the government code. The government code lays out a procedure in notifying individuals that their water will be terminated because of non-payment. In the ordinance that was presented to the board last time on page 2, one other item has been added, item F, which is shaded. Says all fees and charges become due and payable prior to the filing of the account. The reason that we put that in there is the billing clerk sometimes gets a termination account and then a new tenant comes in and wants to start water service without the old account being paid off, and so we need to terminate or finish out the old account before having the new service come in. And so that's the reason why that sentence is put in there. Otherwise, everything else remains the same and the board can do this at its last meeting.
Okay. Do you have a motion to read it in title only?
Am I supposed to do that?
Somebody.
Yeah. Normally, if you don't have a motion to read the title, then you normally read the whole order. So.
Before we read it, there we go. I still got a problem with this. Inspectors entering on people's property. I don't like the way it's worded. It says they have the right to enter and access at all reasonable times to and upon and in buildings for the purpose of reading meters or inspecting all and any such buildings or premises.
You're on page
13.
13. Bottom page.
The only thing I got a problem with is most of the water meters are at the street. And you tell the public that anything from the street to the house is their responsibility. So why would one of our people want to be traipsing around in somebody's house at any time without telling them?
Well, we've had occasions, very dramatic one where there was a water leak up the road about two or three houses. I think it was on Camino Caballo, and it ran down the conduit of the electrical service and came up in the garage. And so we went down there and took pictures on the property, documentation of the damage that was done to the property.
I understand that, but if the water's running, you could shut, you know, the guy's got the thing, he can shut the water off and lock the meter or something like that, but it just seems to me that he doesn't have the right just to go up there and just willy-nilly go on somebody's property for anything.
No,
I mean,
we don't have as I'll let people come explain that aspect of the question.
That's just the way it sounds here. I mean,
the purpose of this language is to provide authorization for the district when circumstances warrant to do the acts that are described in that section, including entry onto property and into buildings. But there's a completely different standard in terms of whether that conduct is reasonable, and this is not a per se reasonableness test that's set forth in this. But without that authorization contained here, we could never do it. And if circumstances warrant, there may be times when we want district personnel to be able to enter on the property if the circumstances warrant. And whether the circumstances warrant will be subject to the circumstances that present at that time. Mr. Jones described one that I don't think there'd be any argument that the district should have, could have, and the people were glad to have them in the building protecting it. And those are the kind of circumstances we anticipate. If the property owner were to object, then they would have recourse against the district, and the district would have the right to assert their right. But the whole purpose of this section is simply to authorize the district when circumstances warrant to have that entry.
Okay. But when the county comes on your property, they got to call you first. And what I'm looking at is down the road, somewhere, someone down the road is looking at this water management. Okay. And with water management, then these same people are going to come walking into people's places, looking at people's wells and stuff like that. That's where I think they should be announced before they come down, or at least call the person and say, hey, we're going to come down there, unless it is an absolute emergency. I mean, if they think that there's a leak, or if they think somebody's backflow device, you know, they can shut the water off, but just to go running in there, I don't know. Like I said before, a person's house is his castle, and I don't know whether you want people... I don't want people running into my house without me being home, for whatever reason, unless, you know, house is burning down or something.
Yeah, that's fair, but
I just, you know, just don't want to see the abuse of power, that's all.
I make the motion that we go ahead with what is written here on page, no page number, but agenda item 3. I think we could discuss it all night long.
Yeah.
We're not going to get any
okay
with it.
I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. I think we need to have the ordinance read either entirely or in title only, then board comment,
okay,
and then a motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion then that we read the bill in title only. That's what you want first.
Okay. Ordinance number one.
I'll second that. Okay. Yeah. I'm watching the meeting today and seconded by Alex and Alex, something all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah, this is ordinance number 95-81, an ordinance of the Board of Directors of the Nipomo Community Services District establishing chapters 3.03 and 4.03 of the Nipomo Community Service District's Code, and amending chapters 3.04 and 4.04 of the Nipomo Community Service District's Code.
Okay. Make further comments.
I think just for Mr. Blair, the authorized to go in is not a type of concept of we're just going to walk in that people's property. Normally, there's a problem there. We're responding to requests to go on property. We very seldom go on property without another case.
Okay. Mainly, I wanted it in the minutes that I was on the record against. Okay. For no other reason. It can pass, but, you know, it ever comes back in the future, I don't want someone to say that I voted for it. That's all.
Okay. All right. I need a motion to adopt the ordinance.
I so move.
Okay. Motion's been made by Mr. Simon and seconded by Mr. Mendoza. All in favor?
All right, so it should be a roll call.
Yes. Blair?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, item number four. District operating, USA 1. You want to make comments?
Yeah. Madam President, we received the letter from Mr. Tony Boyd. It wasn't through the packet, but it's on your before you. Requesting a district about the possibility of ownership and operation of the wastewater system in County Service Area Number 1. County Service Number 1 consists of Galaxy Mobile Home Park, which is a collector system and a lift station. It also includes the new People Self-Up Housing Project, which also has a second lift station. And the deep lift station pumped their waste to the district for treatment, which is part of the original Nipomo sewer project. The Galaxy came on later and it's tied into the same line. Including in CSA 1 is CSA 1F, which is known as New Galaxy. It is a separate 59 lot subdivision. It's on a community septic tank system, which is not connected to the sewer system, and it discharges across the street to leach lines. And there are approximately maybe 400 services in this area. The area presently is outside the district boundary, which we have no authority on it. And if the district were to take it over, it could be done so by two ways, either annexing the area to the district, which would take approval by LAFCO, or having approval by LAFCO to serve this area outside the district boundary. This area is presently served by California City Water Company, which is Southern California Water. And the county presently collects the fees on the tax rolls twice a year. And they have a administrative service charge attached to that. So the district took it over and wanted to operate it as, per se, it could operate similar to what the county does and bill it on a tax roll. The district could bill each customer on a bi-monthly basis, depending on the water bills, or inquire if California State Water Company would do the billing for the district of that area since it's in their jurisdiction. Although these three items are contrary to the existing district policy of not providing sewer service without water service, if the district is interested in acquiring service to this area, they could request that the county that they would be interested in acting the area, but that the county would have to acquire the water system from the private utility and bring that along with services of the sewer. And I have a map indicating the direction of the area, which is off the whole area is in the Nipomo sewer prohibition zone, including 1F. CSA 1F presently has a cease and desist order from the Regional Water Quality Control Board to tie into the existing water system, sewer system, collector system. The CSA 1F has requested a waiver from that to the Regional Board, and no response has come back from the Regional Board at the present time. And so staff is bringing this to the Board's attention, whether they want to entertain or taking over CSA 1, and if so, what the directions or comments or conditions they wish to give staff to this phone.
Okay, does anybody have any comments?
But are the rates, the county, would the same rate as the district?
The district right now bills the county at $15 per month, and I think the county is billing them around $24, $26 a month for parents.
Yeah, they indicated that
so it would not be then.
Yeah, no, that's right. They're about $10 there.
Right.
Is that, I think that includes, is lighting in that, or do you go lighting? Yeah.
Has anybody talked with Cal City's water company about
I briefly asked them if they would provide that service with the condition that if they did not pay the sewer portion of the bill, they would turn off the water, and they said that the, probably the PUC would not allow them to do that. Whether that would be actual facts or not, I don't know. I know in Santa Maria, they do bill, I guess, for the city services or one of the sanitation district services, wastewater, the city around the
world.
Would
that require a sewage hookup fee for each one of
these? Yes, all those people that are not presently hooked on would have to hook up. Everyone in the CSA 1F, there's 59 lots there, would have to hook on, and there's approximately 100 in the other portion that has not hooked on yet.
Haven't hooked on to what?
Onto the sewer. But about two-thirds of them in the Galaxy subdivision have, are connected to the sewer line, approximately a third or not.
Well,
yeah, they're on-site septic tank. Yeah, on a 6,000 square foot lot.
It's kind of a moot point right now because there isn't enough information on what Cal Cities would do, nor is there specific information on what the county would do.
With respect to acquiring the water system?
Right.
Yeah, they normally you would have to negotiate with the private utility for acquisition. It was interesting, I went to a seminar at the AWWA conference which basically covered this subject, and there was a consultant that is hired to do these things, and it's quite a lengthy process of acquiring a private system, public system, acquire system, and the other way around. You go through and you negotiate them, and the public entity can acquire a private entity through condemnation proceedings. And that would be the last thing I still wouldn't recommend it. It's the best way to recommend it. You negotiate the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when you negotiate a buyout, the area that you're buying out ends up paying for the cost of the water system. Because the rest of the district should be subsidized that operate. And so, and also, as it was mentioned, that usually since a private company has to pay taxes, sometimes their rates, because they have additional cost of taxes, the tax amount goes back to amortize the bond or loan to acquire the system. So basically you go in and look at it economically and look at the financial aspects of what they're charging, what can be charged, and then work out some type of method to acquire the system. But here again, it would not be the district acquiring system, it would be the county.
Mm-hmm.
When it says acquiring potential services, is that fully built out?
Pretty much so, yes. Yeah. There's around 300 in Galaxy, I think another 100 in 59 in South Bob housing, and there's another 60 in the corner.
Would us, if we were to annex them, would they have to come on with the ones that are on septic, they would have to be on the sewer?
Basically, that's somewhat the condition of the grant program. By April 1st, 1997, they indicated that it should be 100% hooked up. You know, I have a report on that in the manager's comment. We had yesterday with the
people there. Yeah. I guess what I'm wondering is the ones that aren't hooked down to the sewer presently, they'll have to hook the 3,500 to hook on.
That's what's happening now. If people, when they change out a mobile home or when their sewer system fails, the building, the county tells them that they have to hook on the sewer, and they won't allow them or give them a permit to do that until they have a receipt from the district that they paid the $3,500. So that's an ongoing thing. We get, I don't know, maybe half a dozen a year or so coming in.
This wouldn't be a situation where they're not aware of it.
I don't know.
Does that include Tyrus Court?
Yes.
We're mandated to do this by 97, but anyway, right?
That's what the President Grant said. We had a long conversation yesterday with the Region Board, and no major conclusion. One of the big things I asked is how you can enforce it. And they're not sure how they can, or what they would enforce. But they need to respond in the grant program that allows for exemptions to hook up. And we went over that quite detail, I prepared a document to meet the exemptions of the inspection of the on-site facility, and if you meet all those criteria, then the district would issue an exemption, but it has to be in concurrence with the Regional Water Quality Control Board. And the Regional Water Quality Control Board has about a 10-page document that you have to fill out plus $900 to receive an exemption. Although I think staff came up with the idea that maybe we could have a group exemption and just take one fee to assist the people in that exemption aspect. But this is a gray area. As Regional Board staff said, and I said, yes, it's pretty, and it has some color in it.
And you're looking for a motion that would put amendments to it, is that correct?
Well, no, we're looking from a direction from the board if the district would like to entertain of taking on the operation of CSA 1. And so there's any condition that the board may want to switch the table to fill up, you know, the full board to see what Mrs. Small comes back with.
Okay.
What's your feeling
about? Oh, go ahead.
We kind of have the best of both worlds right now. We're not operating the system yet. We're getting the revenue that we would. But there's not a major incentive to take over the thing. Unless you get to put water with it. Right now, anybody's hooked on, we get revenue of $16 per month just by someone in the district. And we're not out there operating the system, operating the lift station, paying the fees out there, etc. But you know, the county would like to, you know, get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to them, they have to send a man down to check out the pump station and everything else. It's not really efficient. And I suggested, well, why don't you send a proposal and ask us to manage it for you? Now, that's another option that we get. And it would probably be, I don't know what the county proposal would be. They'd have to look at what it costs then and make an offer. Whether the board would accept that, that's another question.
Don't they want to add some locks in there, too?
There's one subdivision in there, right next to the TF where the arrow goes across. There's an open area which is a 12-lot subdivision. One lot is used for their lift station, but it has the potential of 11 lots to go in within the boundary of CSA 1.
Who owns that?
Private individual.
You got any name?
I don't know. The name has changed hands a couple of times.
Oh, okay. What they want to do is let those 12 lots go in?
Right. There's been a number of proposals. There's already a track number.
We're going to hook those right into the sewer system?
Yeah, they hook into the existing collector system. Yeah, it's
paid a $3,500 fee.
Okay.
Okay.
And then there's that one sliver that has been approved by LASCO to annex to 1F, which is outside the prohibition zone. It's on Hazel Lane and that narrow parcel. And it's been brought to the regional board that what they mentioned that it's a violation of their basin plan because they indicated no new discharges within the prohibition zone. This is outside the prohibition zone, discharging the waste into the prohibition zone. And according to the regional board, that's probably a violation of the basin plan. And they asked me who would they contact with the county to let them go. And I just talked to the planning department.
Now, on this property tax thing, there's, 400 lots in it?
Well, yeah.
So we get what? If we were supposed to get our percentage of the property tax, then we get 7 or 8% of all the property tax.
Yeah,
on
the way it's worded, it is the increase. Okay. Now, there's a key aspect in all this negotiation, the resolution passed, it says the increase in value. If you have a stag situation, whatever increase in freight value goes up, we get
7% of that?
Of that. If there's no new development, whatever 2% goes up, you get 7% of the 2%.
In other words, what they're proposing for us right now is 0-0-0.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And that's like we discussed before the meeting that the other districts have even brought up in the last Board of Supervisors meeting. The other districts are talking about this money that they're getting that they're using as revenue to do a whole bunch of things with. And the county's well aware that the other districts are getting it, and there's no reason why we should get it. I think if we're going to take this thing over, they've got to give us that part of the property.
Well, one thing, you know, if we weren't providing service or receiving revenue from it, by annexing technology, you can increase your service area, your revenue base. But we already have that.
Yeah.
So that incentive is not there, spending out there to base.
I don't really want to fight with Cal Cities.
Well, we wouldn't fight with the county.
No, but irrespective, Napomo's going to have a certain amount of growth, and we don't have enough water for all the growth as it is. I mean, we've probably got more growth than we can handle. I don't see why we should take 400 services away from Cal City, especially when they got 500 acre feet of state water to take in that, which is extra water that we can use. We're going to have, if the sewer thing goes through, we're going to have plenty of houses to put in on with the storage division and all through there without taking 400 services from them.
Yeah, the 500 acre feet that the Cal City has contracted with, you know, the pipeline's not designed for it, but there'll probably be off-site, off-peak capacity to deliver that water. I think the primary is allocated to their Santa Maria division. That 500 acre feet could be there, could be their Vista division, which is the Homo division. Also, they talked about having a turnout at the Country Club Estates in San Francisco. That 500 feet isn't going to go that far.
No, but every little bit will help when we get, you know, you get close out there to the end when you need it. We're going to be stretched pretty thin in the next 10 or 15 years, and I just can't see where, you know, if they'll bill for it or county arranges so they'll bill for it, I can't see taking the water services away from it. That's going to cause a fight we don't need. And, I mean, there's going to be plenty enough houses to go around, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, like I say, the only advantage of taking it over is getting the water service to spend up your revenue.
So we'd have to give them something someplace else, and I can't see where we're going to give them 400 services.
Well, we would be, you know, if the county wants to take us over, that would be one of the conditions we'd put down. And the county would have to do some negotiations. It's very doubtful that the county would even explore taking over the water system.
We're really kind of in a good position
on
that, because we can take it over if they get the water service for us, or we can just stay right where we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think staff is looking for direction, essentially to that. If the board is interested in discussing with the county their offer of operation CSA-1, that Mr. Jones be instructed to follow up with the idea that if water came along with it, that we might be willing to consider if we've got that, whether or not that's preference to.
Yeah,
that's the direction I see it.
Based on district policy. Mm-hmm. Existing district
policy. Because our policy is we don't take sewer without water, right?
What do you think?
I think it should be tabled until such time as we know more about it.
I feel the same way.
What's Cal City say? Anybody say anything to that?
Oh, I'm sure Cal City doesn't want to deal with the water service.
I mean, we just lost in court, didn't we? I mean, didn't the court rule for Cal City's over in Hazel Lane and some of that other place? So I can't see where, you know, we need to... Are we really going to buck those people and win, or is the county going to buck them and win? They already lost to the PUC once.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it in one hand and sticking it in the other and thinking, you know, which way is going to be the easiest way to go, and I don't think fighting with those with Cal Cities is really, you know, we may be dead down the road somewhere.
I don't think we should fight with them. I think that if the county wishes us to take that over, then it's up to them
to
do the negotiating paperwork or whatever it takes. That's the way I see it. I don't think we should be fighting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't want to take 400 things away from
Okay, well then I can just respond back to Congress based on their existing district policy that the district only acquires areas that can provide water and sewer service together. If the county wishes to acquire the water service and turn off for the sewer service, the district would be interested in reviewing that proposal at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bingo. They're going to make them happy. And
hope we can remember that.
Okay, item number 5, district safety meeting.
Yeah, Madam Chairman, insurance company that we presently carry for indicates that if we have regular safety meetings and adopted the minutes by the board of directors of the district, that they gave us certain credits on our premiums, and so therefore this has a meeting and the minutes are presented to the board, and just a motion of reviewing the minutes and accepting them will be in order.
Okay. Do we need a motion on that? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Everyone reviews, ready? Okay, I need a motion to accept them or
I move that we accept the minutes of Sydney and Director of General Sales.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, the motion by Mr. Mendoza, the second by Mr. Simon, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Just as a point of interest, did you locate any classes in terms of the first aid?
The county put them on, and I talked to a gentleman that used to do it for the fire department, and he said that he used to do it volunteer, but there's a fee associated with it on a per head basis.
Is it an extensive fee?
I don't remember. We have to check into it. Yeah.
I know our
field crew
is better than the
We'll proceed then.
Okay, item number 6, offer dedication, resolution accepting water and sewer improvements to Track 1592.
Yeah, Madam Chair, the Track 1592, Benito Homes, the installation has been complete. All the sewer and water lines have been installed, the fees paid, and the engineer has certified the improvements have been constructed, and as-built plans have been prepared and delivered to the district. It is the normal procedure that after all these items have been done, the Your Honorable Board adopt a resolution accepting the improvements into the district. And before you is resolution number 95-557, accepting the water and sewer improvements for Track 1692.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
Is this the plaque fully occupied now? Is it built out?
We have services to all along. But they're all sold and I'm not sure. I think the other. Yeah, please, Jack Lemon. Right. He's looking around for another project.
Okay. I need a motion to adopt the resolution 95557.
I so move.
Second?
I'll second.
The motion by Mr. Carmen and the second one is Mr. Blair, all in favor, or roll call vote.
Mr. Carmen?
Yes.
Mr. Blair?
Yes.
Mr. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes. Okay, offer item number 7, offer dedication, track 1849, thanks to Santa Maria.
Madam Chair, this is similar to the previous one, is the sewer and water improvement for track 1849. Thanks to Santa Maria, which took over the operation formerly known as the GOT project, has installed and paid their fees, and the engineer certified that the improvements have been completed, as the drawings have been received by the district, and be in order before your board to adopt resolution 95-558, accepting the water and sewer improvements for track 1849.
Okay, where is that? Okay.
What's a 3-1 thing?
Yeah, between Juniper and the top of the road.
Anyone have any comments or questions?
Where is it located? I didn't hear you.
It's off of Juniper Street.
Oh.
North of Tef. It's in that what they call the Juniper Hollow area, that low line area.
How many units are in there?
I mean, these are 4 lots.
3-4.
Okay, and you need a motion to accept the...
I make a motion that we accept the offer of dedication track 1849. Resolution
95558. It says track 1849 and 1845. Just two different tracks.
It should be
49. Just two different ones on here. 1849. Okay, do I have a second? Okay, a motion by Mr. Blair and a second by Mr. Mendoza. Resolution 95558. We need a roll call vote. Roll Well, it's not in the minutes. It says 1845 on the bottom and 1849 on the fingerprint. 1849, I guess. Okay. Oh, really? I forgot. Okay. Item number 8, proof of warrant. Any questions? What's our bid for $20,000?
That's for the utility improvements in the crossing of the freeway at 101.
We've got a mountain there to cross now.
Yeah.
Why'd they raise that up so?
Well, the new Caltrans right away indicate that the old bridge has to be raised 2 feet, and so therefore the new bridge is raised that much, and also the superstructure was increased, the depth of it for a greater load capacity. And so the whole area came up about 2.5 feet.
Yeah. Like skateboarders have.
Yeah, right.
Good.
They'll be out there.
Okay, need a motion to. Any more questions? Any motion to accept the
payment? Move the second one. I second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Mendoza, second by Mr. Simon, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, manager's report.
Yeah, Madam Chair, we have a letter from the county that if you wish to place any election items on the 1996 election, or the June election, primary election, if there's a calendar, that the items have to be presented to the Board of Supervisors so they can meet the time requirements for the election. And then we received a letter from the Regional Water Quality Control Board on the sewer project, indicating that the basin plan and the provisions in the basin plan and the resolution that they sent us, 83-12, go through a whole bunch of aspects about on-site septic tanks, and it talks about the last couple of pages on the prohibition area about certain discharge requirements. And I asked them if they wish to get an exemption or us providing exemptions, if they want to incorporate any of this information through that exemption document, if that's in a draft, let us know. They're reviewing that at this time. Again, what they're mentioning is the 10-year time frame in the original grant program indicated 100% or 1,000. It originally indicated 100% of everyone had to be hooked up that's in the prohibition zone. And then I think the previous manager, in respect to the inventory at that time, not new developments, existing developments, came up to approximately 1,000 people in the existing developments. I guess they had a hard time of really documenting how many homes are here, so they came up with a number. And the question is, at the 10-year thing, since it was a volunteer program, and as previously talked about, exemptions may be granted, whether the reason board will proceed on an exemption. They are reviewing this right now, and they indicated they would probably give exemptions on 1 acre parcels, but I don't think 1 acre parcels, well, 1 acre parcels within the prohibition zone. But they're reviewing it. There was a possible suggestion of having maybe a 10-year or 5-year extension to this 10-year program to allow everybody hooked up by an additional 5 years. Whether that will be materialized or not is another question. But it's possible. So the regional board is going to be reviewing the draft I sent them on a possible exemption, and to get back to us in a couple of weeks.
Is that like a group exemption for that area and such, or is it like individual characters?
I think it would probably be on an individual basis, but I think we could probably group them. One question came up is the area along South Bend and Story Roads. It does not have sewers at the present time. unless there's some major funding comes along and engineering improvements, et cetera, there's very unlikely that area will be sewered, although it's still in progress and so on. So it'll probably have to have an exemption.
What exemptions would be granted largely for financial reasons?
I don't believe so. They're looking at if the system is operating properly and not degrading the groundwater basin. That's what the Regional Water Quality Control Board looks at on their basin plan, is the quality of water. Whether one septic tank is going to degrade the groundwater basin is debatable. Whether you have 100, maybe more realistic, but still debatable. So that's what they're looking at. The major thing that the district looking at is that was part of one of the grant conditions, and we want to jeopardize our $4 million grant.
When I was reading this, it looks like you have to almost form a management, a sewer basin management, sewer septic or something like that.
Yeah, basically a septic tank management maintenance system.
Well, we have to go around and check them out.
They're very unpopular. Like Mr. Blair talked about, I think Stinson Beach had one, where the district...
Green County has one, the whole county.
Well, not as strong as Stinson Beach. I mean, Stinson Beach came in,
yeah,
and he said, get off my land, you forget it, we're coming on your land, we'll pump your tank, you send your bill, and walk away. And we set them on the roads, you have to fix your roads. It was a very strong one, and they had to do it because of the pollution problems they had there. That's probably, you know, extreme.
Yeah. It looks like, though, that we have to form some type of thing to get an exemption, no?
I don't know. That might be one of the conditions we report impose and saying, okay, we'll give you a 5-year extension. One of the things that I put together and one of the criteria that the health department has is that if your septic tank is developed more than once every 3 years, then it's classified as a failure and you need to look under the school system. They will not allow any new, unless it, I guess on Southland, expansion release fields if you have a fill-in system, you have to pump. And the county's been basically enforcing that. Except you can't fail to tell you that you have the sewer system. And if you're not a volunteer, then you have to pay the $3,500 fee and then pay for the lateral from the sewer line in the street to your property, which is probably an extra cost over and above the $3,500.
So the line runs all the way down and
Well, we have no line in South. It runs down the Clinic Road to Southland.
And so what happens if it fails on the opposite end of Southland?
Well, we've had that condition. A person on a 5-acre parcel or a 1.5-acre parcel fail, and this came in from the septic tank contractor, which is going to repair the system. And that's where the staff developed the agreement allowing them to rebuild their septic tank system, and with the agreement that they would not oppose the assessment district if it came in for putting in sewer downtown. The board remembers that. And that was one of the conditions that we would establish for allowing those people to rejuvenate their on-site disposal system. And basically, by doing that, you had a number of on there, and you got over 60% approving that type of thing, or trying to do that thing. You'd have a majority of people that would not oppose the formation of a second system.
So in order to replace their
septic
or fix their septic, they have to get a permit?
I suspect that some bootlegging's going on right now.
Exactly.
But presently,
where do they have to go for permit?
The county.
And the county looks at that?
Probably not that I know. We haven't got any notification of rebuilding septic tanks. In fact, the regional board says, you know, if they fail, they want to know about it.
There's a bill in Congress now to relax some of the resolutions about water. Is that going to affect our district and our water supplies and so on?
It's probably associated with the Clean Water Act. It would affect us in the aspect of depending on how loose it gets in our monitoring requirements, but I don't see it loosening up sufficiently to monitor. Impact us at all.
Is it good or bad?
I think they're getting more rational there's an American Water Works Association addressed the issue and saying the people are willing to pay for water services and sampling and improvements that benefit their water service, but they're not willing to pay for sampling of improvements or doing things that do not improve water quality. And a number of things that EPA has come up with is saying, okay, now we come up with another 25 constituents that you have to examine. And the technology is not here presently to examine some of those technologies to meet the requirements. And some of them really don't have any effect. There's no proven cases of detrimental aspects of health. Some of them say you got to drink, I think, 7 quarts of water every day for 9 years, and your chance of getting cancer from this illness is one in a million. Yeah, the economics of it is not there.
But so it's really a more practical thing then?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. When item number 10, director's comment.
I have a suggestion. Some time back, I talked about doing a tour of the district, the board. I went a little tour of my own Sunday, I don't know the district. But, we talk about these fact numbers, for myself, a little uncomfortable not being familiar as I should be in the district. And I could drive around by myself all day and still be lost.
Well, when would be a good time for this board? I've been trying to wait till our computer system bugs are all out, but it's going to be a while, I think. But it works, and then it crashes, and it works, and it crashes. So
I'm curious about what the other devices.
I understand that. And that's what I'm saying. I think we should have one that is.
We're working on that, right?
I have one other comment that I think I can't believe that they've turned that little Aiden Street, which is a very small street up in the, Summit area?
What street?
Aiden.
Aiden Way.
Aiden Way. It is a junk pile of all junk piles.
Oh, yeah.
It is absolutely an insult to anybody's integrity to have a street like that in their community. And I think somebody should do something about it.
Can they make a property owner clean that up?
That's county jurisdiction.
Who's this?
Sam and Nancy owned that property where all that junk is being dumped. I noticed I went by there today, and the old car wrecks are gone.
Oh, they are?
They were notified that Highway Patrol was supposed to take care of that area of the county. It's unincorporated and not approved by the county. So the county has nothing to do with that road at all until it's going to be improved by somebody I don't know. But eventually it's going to be improved, but right now it's just it doesn't seem that it's a dump. And but at least they got the main garbage out of the vehicles that were in there. But the road is very much impassable at the time of year. Sand is just so deep, you just get in there, you go the wrong way, and you're going to get stuck.
But we went through it with some people from out of town, and they said, geez, what a great place you live in. This is fantastic.
But you're not supposed to go that way.
I know.
Was that a regular road?
We haven't gone that way since.
It's just on the map. It's a dirt road that's there, but and people use it at their own risk. And that's how it's as long as I've been here.
They're not going to close it.
They're not going to close it. They can't close it.
You were asking whether the district could do anything, and I can't answer that question for you, but generally speaking, if they are creating a nuisance, as that's defined by the law, the district can take some actions to abate it. Now, I don't know this property and I don't know the situation, so I'm not giving you the opinion that we can, but it's something that we could look into if it wasn't being taken care of by other authorities.
Well, just moving the cars out, that doesn't solve the problem, because they're, in addition to trash, there's real true garbage. And you can see the hundreds of thousands of flies that are flocking around that stuff. And it's got to be a health menace. Now, I've talked to people in the county, in the health department, the environmental department, the road department, and so on. And they all say the same thing that you just said. It isn't the county's responsibility. I say that everything within the lines of where the county goes, it's their responsibility to do something with. And I made that remark to the guy that I was talking to, and he said, well, he said, that's a thought. He said, we don't think that way, but maybe we should. And I know damn well we should.
Sam Panetti has been fighting that for years. He said, oh, that property is in the 50s. He had 20 acres there on that corner. And they use his property to dumping ground, and they keep on telling him he's got to clean it up. He's not even living there. He doesn't make them. He's come along as like a secluded area where they can dump things rather than take the garbage to dump. You just dump it right there. There were dead dogs out there. A couple of years ago, there were two dead dogs laying out there. Somebody shot them right there on the road and left them. And that's what they do. It's like a little place where they can go off and do their thing and then go away. Nobody sees it.
It's not isolated there. There's quite a problem like that on the Mesa, dumping, illegal dumping.
There is. It might be a little solution to that because the one property owner there is improving the property on the opposite side of Way. And I think maybe the conditions will improve now because they're going to start building a house there, 10 acres. Probably going to improve the situation there. And then they're talking about the county, when they get the money, to improve Aiden Way, to make it an access to some of Station Road anyway. But they have to realign Pomeroy. I mean, you put the sewer on, the water lines in deeper. They're going to raise it, or do something that the road looks level there, keep the price down, or something to go there, and they're going to realign it there too, and Aiden Way is going to be in on that too. So it's in the future, but God knows how many years that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, somebody should do something about it right now, and if the district can, or if the district should, I think that responsibility should be taken by the district.
I'd be happy to look at it and give a report to the board at the next meeting as to what options the board has in that
would
regard.
Be very helpful.
That's when you ran into those gates when you got to my property on the trail. Because that's the first thing I did was fence that out because I ran into the same thing. People were dumping all kinds of stuff. And I just fenced it out.
You did up over the
gates up here. Yeah, and locked it up. And there was some complaint, but after I locked it up, the dump was done.
Okay, any more comments?
Oh, yeah, on the fire plugs. Are our fire plugs the same color as Kelsey? Well, what I'd like to have... No, but what I'd like to have is a distinctive color for our fire plugs.
We are planning on going out and repainting them and actually numbering them so we get a discount.
But kind of like they have, like, call Scal Cities up and say, hey, if you don't paint yours green, we'll paint ours blue. So that when you go out and look, because you can usually tell where water surface is by the fire plug. And if we had a distinctive color.
They say, well, Orchard Road, everything in the south of Orchard Road, Scal Cities, not the same.
Yeah, but if you go out there and look, if you go driving by and you see a blue fire plug, you know who the blue fire plug is ours or whoever decides they want blue or whatever color they want. If you decide on a distinctive color because you've got two, because we're always interchanging different places, we had a distinctive color, then we know, and if somebody called the district up too and said, hey, your fire plug's broke, if they see a blue one, they'd know that it was ours, or if it was a red one, it was somebody else's. I think it'd be kind of nice to have a distinctive color.
We'll tell them that ours would be yellow because they didn't think they were.
Well, whatever. whatever is convenient, but it'd be kind of nice, I think, if we did have a distinctive color. So that he could tell us from them.
Could put NCSC in.
Yeah, well, that too, you know.
We have stickers.
Yeah. Because that's what I do. I ride by on my bicycle and I try to
figure out. Paul R. Jake Jones on.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
Okay, I wanted to ask you that. You were going to talk to problem resolution.
Yeah, I talked to him today and we'll have a chat.
another question. When are we going to have a preliminary year-end financial statement?
His report won't be available by the end of August. The preliminary
financial statement. Oh, one more question. How can you, Becky's where I'm from originally, when you have a public budget, you have to publish it in the newspaper. How do you go about doing that here? How do we accomplish that? It's like a condensed, it's not a full-length budget, but it's a condensed budget with the actual expenses.
I know when I was here before, we put out a financial statement along with the newsletter, which basically is a balance sheet. Yeah. We do something similar. Include the newsletter. I know the budget. And we go through the budget hearings and adoption and public hearings and very little input comes from it.
Right.
We can go through the expenses.
So I was thinking of a short column. Like I'm really really used to that. That means they have to do that. Well, you have to. And it's not huge. It's like a half a column long and it's condensed down. Into, I mean, you have one repair to maintenance or anything.
Yeah, well, we can condense down water operations, sewer operations. Many cities have, multiple operations. Maybe our next week that we could indicate the budget for the coming year.
Are you suggesting you do something for the paper or for maybe our next newsletter?
Paper. Because newsletters, they're like things that come in.
Well, I think. Did you get a full copy of the budget?
Yeah, but nothing like. I'm talking about the dance.
Was this in the public notice section, or was it like I've seen some of the agendas? Telegram Tribune of the City of San Luis Obispo where published a couple columns wide, almost like an ad in the newspaper.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
We prepared something
on
the board. Look at it.
I know I saw on the paper the actual dollar amount that we had a budget for the coming year and some information on it.
It's so sad.
So do you want the budget for the new year or the budget to actual the previous year?
Well, it should be probably the budget for the new year with the actual from the previous year.
Really? The budget for the new year and the actual from the old people start trying to compare them. You couldn't compare current variances with the new year.
Well, I don't think so. You're not looking at, a huge differences from year to year. You expect to look at an actual and see an increase, usually. So I don't think it'd be very confusing. You're going to have some people that look at it and you'll have a lot of more. But it's for public information, I think it's good. That's just my opinion. Okay. Anybody else have any board comments?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I didn't get an answer on my suggestion.
Yeah.
We're looking to.
That doesn't take care of me.
Good time for the board.
So.
Okay. 8 o'clock in the morning. Sure.
We have to do it on a weekend, wouldn't we?
Well, whatever the board wants.
Saturday morning.
This Saturday morning?
No, one Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
But
I got a call
already, Katie.
Really? 8 back.
Okay.
9 better.
Yeah, so promo should be actually agenda as a study session.
Yeah, we'd have to agenda saying that the board's going to have a. And invite the public if they want to go along.
They're a big bus.
Or a long
conversation.
It would be nice if we had a van so we could stop and make some comments once we get all here and start a caravan. We would have to rent one.
I got a 7-pack.
Well, that's all you need, really, for
put a trailer and put the public in the trailer.
Yeah, you could. Well, no, just have the public go along. You know, I mean, we can't have like a 40-foot motorhome where we can conduct an agenda right there going down the road. Although we could use my motorhome if you want. We can all do that. You know, I'm not opposed to that.
Hey, that'd be a good idea.
You know, we could do that if you want.
The problem is, do you have enough windows?
Because
everybody would want a window, you know. A window seat.
It's 27 feet long. There's enough for all of us to look out.
But you've got to have a window for each person. That's what I'm telling you.
I'll clean them. Yeah. No, I got a window for everybody.
And a coffee pot.
I can see it now. Sharing windows. Yeah. Put a few coins and the whole bit.
It's not new, but I'll be willing to. We could use it if you'd like.
Okay. So you'll look into setting a time and possibly discussing that, because that's a bad idea.
Probably mid-morning on Saturday.
It might be hard to get all of us together.
Well, we'll wait until Director Small comes back, and we'll see what we can all do.
Yeah.
It's getting fixed right now anyhow, so I won't get it back until maybe next week.
Okay. How about public comments?
Okay. I'm a guest here from Malapropos.
Okay, can you state your name?
My name is John Kristen, and I'm training myself to be a legislative assistant. So I'm presenting myself to different meetings and learning how people are living and how they're providing with their regulations and living and so forth. So I'm very glad to be here and very glad to be doing what I'm doing.
Do you work for Budner Rent?
Oh, no. I'm still in training.
Okay. Do you represent a partisan party or?
No.
Would you represent anybody then?
The kind of training I'm doing is nonpartisan. I'm just trying to, what I'm trying to do is to study the issues. So far, I've been doing this for about 2 months, and I'm a volunteer for the Chamber of Commerce in Los Angeles. And out of my studying the first 2 months, I'm starting to realize that in order to, I guess, you know, we all know that our society is not doing as good as it could be. And so I have done research in terms of where we are in the human index with other countries, and we're slipping down. And what I see that needs to be done in order to turn it around is to develop an awareness of the issues of public political leadership. We need political leadership. We're going to need to become aware of the position of women and also the area of education. The area of education, what I see not happening, what I would feel would be beneficial is to start teaching our children very young that they are a global citizen. And I know that when we hear children claiming these a global awareness, we usually compliment them. And usually they're born into it, and our society has turned, in a way, our education has diminished that awareness down to a more nationalistic. And so I see that we need to revise that. And so I want to let you know what I'm discovering as I go through my research. Because my job is a lot of research. And I'm not partisan. I'm an independent.
What attracted you to that?
What attracted me to it is that I have been doing a lot of research personal research into my own health. I've been had a lot of depression, and so I've been trying to study what are the issues of mental health. And in doing the research for it, I really realized that I really love doing research. And so when I tried to get back into the workforce, I went to the public private industry council, and they went put me through a 2.5 day assessment, a personal assessment. And what showed up from that assessment of myself was that I am very I like research, and that I like the process of discovering the information that is necessary in order to get things done. And so consequently, the title, if you could call it a title, was Legislative Assistant. And so that's what brought me to that. And I really appreciate the question, because it gave me an opportunity to verbalize it and to become more central on it myself. And it's an awakening for me. And I think that I'm very happy to do it.
I think that's great. I think that's marvelous. Some people should do it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, and I can see that there's a lot of work in that area for me to do. So
yeah.
I'll never be without a job. I mean, so thank you very much, Elvis.
The color paper in front of you is from Monty to Berry. These are the number of people that have either paid or signed an agreement. We have a few more coming in, so over half, about half of people have responded so far.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, we're
going to
adjourn the meeting.
Okay, now I do have a question. Who is the county board of supervisors in this district?
Aiden Way, that's within the district boundary.
Yeah.
It showed on there was another check for me.
It's up in the summit in the upper red area.
Did that get through?
I think we need to.
Get
the health department out there. Tell us that it's bad.
And who was the property owner? Well, that's what the county is. The county has a regular program for you.
We should be doing this. We don't want to supersede because of the supersede of terror. We'll expect it.
Why aren't you saying that? We're giving you all the tax money.
Yeah, I know.